What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. Whether you're on vacation, whether you're getting money, both are good. And if you're just listening, that's good too. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout out to our producer, super producer, and host, Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We'll be here with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local affiliate. This is always on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, all you have to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about a lot. We got a game 7 between the Celtics and the Miami Heat. Well, not a game. What did I say, Shep? 7 or 6?
It feels like a game 7 for Miami.
Oh, it is.
So that you're technically right.
Yeah, it's going to be, well, it's not going to be game 7, but it's going to be 6. And if the Celtics win, there will be a game 7 on Monday. And we'll hear from Jimmy Butler momentarily because he's guaranteeing that there won't be a game 7. We'll play that in a second. The Denver Nuggets get no respect. We talked about Scottie Pippen, just a miserable man right now, just dissing Michael Jordan to high hell. Basically said Michael Jordan was horrible before I arrived, and it's a team game. Nobody cared about him after the fact. I'm like, whoa. We just talked about DeAndre Hopkins. He's been released. Where the hell he goes, I have no idea. Teams are going to have to try to make some space for him on their roster. Odell Beckham Jr.'s $15 million deal setting a precedent I don't think will necessarily work in his favor. And as we continue on with the show, we'll hear from K.J. Wright. He had some words on Russell Wilson and whether or not he'll be able to deal with Sean Payton. The Kelce brothers on their podcast, they talked about the NFL schedule changes. I do want to talk about Aaron Boone. This is someone who was suspended tonight for the New York Yankees, the manager, because he has been just giving umpires a piece of his mind and some spit while he's yelling in their faces. Aaron Boone, such a nice guy. I've talked to him so many times. He's such a nice guy. And then when he goes out there and loses it on the field, I love it. And so we got a lot to do here over the next 2 hours. I want to get into the NBA and the flopping and some of these adjustments to the challenge system. So we got a lot to do here over this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, the start to the weekend. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We do have some callers on the line. I want to get them on. I want to have a conversation with them. And then I want you to hear about Russell Wilson. Yeah, Russell Wilson is in the news. He can't avoid it. And Seattle Seahawks already gave away his number. That got to hurt. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
Hey, JR, how you doing, my man?
I'm amazing. Great to hear from you. What's up?
Well, first things first, who you got in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Who do I have in the East? I said it's a toss-up. I started the series, and I said the Celtics would win. That's what I said first, and then they started getting their asses whooped, and I said the Heat would win. And right now I think it's a toss-up. I think tomorrow night's game is a toss-up. It should be a competitive one.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think the Heat take it. But I want to stay on the basketball subject and bring it back to a couple callers ago. And he was very brief whenever you brought up the whole Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son. And I think one of his close friends is maybe doing his wife. And I think that's why he was short with you.
Okay, maybe it is. That's for him to figure it out, Joe. Do you have experience there?
Not as the one getting cheated on.
Okay. All right. Well, stay out of. What are you doing anything this weekend, Joe?
Yeah, I'm on the way home from work, and I got a nice 3-day weekend ahead of me. So once I get home, I'm gonna kick back and relax and keep listening.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joe. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too, my man.
Let's just hope Mark is okay, all right? Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Shep, he was interested in another caller's love life?
Yeah. You and I have better things to talk about, but apparently Joe doesn't.
Wait a minute. He called up to say that one of our callers is getting cheated on? That's what he said, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, essentially, Mark was alluding to, I believe it was Mark from Rochester or something similar, that he was, you know, fell victim to something that he could unfortunately relate to Scottie Pippen with. And so Joe apparently couldn't get enough of Mark's conversation and needed to clarify that with you.
All right.
So
happens. It happens, man. It just happens.
Different strokes for different folks.
A coworker that you worked with for, let's say, about a decade, your coworker's son sleeps with or is now in a relationship with your ex-wife. I guess I don't think that happens too often, but hey,
I'm not blaming Marcus Jordan though.
Look, weird things happen all the time.
I mean, Larsa Pippen. I know a lot of people aren't familiar with
her. Be careful. No, what are you getting ready to say?
I'm just being objective and I'm being real about the situation. Like, she is drop-dead gorgeous. She is.
Okay. All right. All right, to each his own, Shep.
You disagree?
Yeah, I mean, if I pulled out a knife and some knockout gas, I mean, we could make a lot of people look drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, so you're saying not everything is natural when it comes to Scottie Pippen.
I'd be interested to see what she looked like, I'll just say a long time ago. Put it that way. I'd be interested to see, you know, just what things would be if it was just before. I think in her case, there is a before and there is an after.
Right. Not the first person with money to have help, but yes.
Hey, different strokes with different folks. Hey, Shep, when she's done with Michael Jordan's kid, hey, you never know.
I'm rooting for you, man. I mean, I'm taking it at this point. Yeah, I'm rooting for you. I mean, I'm not saying.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You did say you're dating somebody.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Yes, and I'm sorry. I am not saying that you can't find someone right now if you wanted to. I'm just saying that, like, I think that, let me put it this way. She's not out of your league, JR.
Well, I'm not interested, so.
Got it.
I wouldn't be interested if she walked by me right now.
you really mean that?
I'm serious. I got no interest in her.
Okay.
I got zero interest in her. Ugh. No thanks. I like, it's just, I like, how can I say this? I don't like her. I think I'll leave it there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A DJ's calling up from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, DJ?
Hey, Gentlemen, thanks for taking the call, JR. I wanted to jump in on the Hopkins deal as a Chargers fan.
Oh.
I like that he did mention Herbert. But I would think that with his age, no doubt he catches everything. And I think I would love to see him there. But I think it would be the same thing with Keenan, you know, Allen. And we drafted Quentin, which I hope will blow up.
So if you're
from the East Coast, South Carolina, right?
What, Hopkins?
I think originally.
He's from out here in the East, but he's been all over the place. He's playing in Texas, and then he just was in Arizona.
Sure. But at this point in his career, maybe, what, Carolina? Maybe even the Falcons?
No. They go where the money is. That's it.
This is true. Understood. But we got 22 cap. They couldn't trade him, right? You would think they would have gotten something for him, even a fifth, sixth round.
I think it's a little bit too late in the game for that. I mean, they decided to eat the money that was left, and he can go get himself a $16, $17, $18 million contract, and they can move on. Like, who or what are they going to trade for? They don't want to pay anybody. Like, they're going to suck for the next couple of years. For what?
That's a great point. With the new regime, right, but that's my second thought with regard to Hopkins. You know, with the new regime, regardless of what my man was saying, you know, draft, love Hopkins or whatnot, which he may have, but like you said, money, you know, money rules cream, right? You know, cash rules everything around me, right?
Yeah, get the money, dollar bill, y'all, yeah.
No doubt. So I certainly get that. But with the new regime, maybe they're posturing to position themselves for even maybe getting rid of what's the quarterback?
Kyler
Murray.
Listen.
Yes.
When Kyler Murray.
They might even get rid of him.
Would not be shocked. Kyler Murray was nothing but I don't want to call him a guinea pig. He was Cliff Kingsbury's test subject. We had Josh Rosen there on the team. And he's like, I don't want this guy. And he got Kyler Murray. And now everybody that had anything to do with him being there outside of the ownership is gone. And so if and when Kyler Murray comes back, and if he shows himself to be a valuable asset who can stay healthy, there are already a million questions about his size. You have to think about his contract probably being an additional impediment. But what do you want him for?
Ooh, great. With Murray's size, what about my guy in Carolina? I get it.
Bryce?
Right?
Well,
people are already making jokes.
Yeah, people are already making jokes about how large he is standing behind the offensive line. So, hey, one day at a time, DJ.
Right. And I don't want to jump all over the place. I appreciate you taking my call. But, you know, Hopkins, you know, great point with regard to, you know, the monies. I would have think that they could have traded him maybe even for something, right, to get something. But maybe they did him a favor. Let's go ahead and let you go. Thank you very much. You know, let's see if somebody else will pick you up. Certainly fine. But I think they might be posturing for next year. And with that said, maybe even moving Murray.
Okay. All right, brother. Have a good night. Be safe, all right?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Yeah. Be safe, man. 855-212-4CBS. George is calling from Miami. What's up, George?
JR, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. What you doing? You riding with the windows down?
Yeah, man, I'm smoking a cigar.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Good. It's the weekend, holiday weekend. Have one for me.
I will, my brother.
I had one last week. I had my smoke last week. Have fun.
If you ever down in Miami, you can help me celebrate the Heat taking it.
Uh-oh. Okay. Are you with Jimmy Butler? You guaranteeing a victory, too?
I'm guaranteeing a victory. And listen, we still got Denver ahead, but you said they didn't have the talent, JR. And here we are at the precipice of them being in the finals, my man.
Yeah, well, they've been on the precipice for the last two games, and they've been sitting on the throne.
Yeah, well, listen, there's no doubt that the pressure is on them now, and I know that we got to win tomorrow. I realize that. But all I'm saying to you is that when no one thought that this Heat team that barely made it into the playoffs was going to make some noise, I reminded you of who we had, and Jimmy Effin Butler is going to come through tomorrow.
Okay. Well, let's see, man. I'm here for it. This is like it's like wanting to see a movie. What's the last movie you really wanted to see?
That I really wanted to see?
Yeah.
Is one I've seen a bunch of times. I know it's probably some people probably don't know it, but it's Braveheart, my man.
Oh, with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
You were waiting on that movie. What did you? You lined up outside the theater. Braveheart came out in what, 1998 or something like that?
Listen, my man, I've been around football all my life. I coached football many years.
Right.
And I used to play that movie with my son before on game day.
95.
Before we went out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Since then.
So before it came, but what I'm saying is, before Braveheart was released, you really wanted to see it.
No, quite frankly, I know where you're going with this, but no, I didn't even know that it was going to be the movie that turned out to me. I can tell you that anticipated movies, you know what? Most recently here, I was pretty fired up about Top Gun.
Your taste in movies sucks, George. It sucks.
Listen, okay. I'm a Godfather dude. You know, I love Godfather. Okay. I love that genre of movies.
All right, George.
Top Gun, I was excited about. It brought me to a time back.
Okay.
In the day.
I'm excited to see the basketball game tomorrow. Hey, George, make sure you go see The Little Mermaid. It's out in theaters now, okay?
Hey, and you make sure you watch Jimmy Butler tear that Boston A.
Oh, I will. Maybe I'll have a stick in the process. Hey, George, thank you for calling from Miami.
Thank you, JR. It's always a pleasure.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, George, for calling from Miami. I haven't even seen the new Top Gun. Hey, Shep, did you see the new Top Gun movie?
I did. It's actually very good.
When did it come out?
Supposed to come out a little before the pandemic, and I think the pandemic really pushed it off. So I want to say last summer.
Oh, this is with Tom Cruise again?
Jared, so it was actually people really believe, and there's a lot of facts to back this up, that it saved the movie industry.
Top Gun?
Top Gun 2.
No, but it had Tom Cruise again, right?
It had Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer was in this movie?
Yeah, the guy who was the third Batman. Yes.
Val Kilmer, is he still a big dude, or did he get smaller?
Well, he got smaller. Like he's had some medical issues lately.
Okay. Because the last time I saw Val Kilmer, I was like, whoa.
Right. He has definitely thinned down.
Good.
But JR, it's a real. I mean, if you're nostalgic at all and love those movies in the 1980s, those thrillers and those action movies, you know, this will certainly bring you back to that time.
All right. Well, I'll never see it. Don't care.
Okay.
It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna watch the Heat and the Celtics play tomorrow. You know what? Since he was so high on the Celtics, the Celtics losing and the Heat winning tomorrow. Take a listen. This is Jimmy Butler basically guaranteeing a win for tomorrow night. Listen to this.
What's the mindset now where the series stands?
We just got to play better, start the games off better on the starters, make it more difficult for them. They're in a rhythm since the beginning of the game, but we're always going to stay positive, knowing that we can and we will win this series, and we'll just have to close it out at home.
Jimmy, to follow up on that, why is it that your confidence and the group's confidence remains so high given the way the last two games unfold?
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy to correct. We just got to come out and play harder from jump. So, like I always say, it's going to be all smiles. We're going to keep it very, very, very consistent, knowing that we are going to win the next game.
Oh, well, damn. It just happened to be that way. That's going to be my new excuse. Hey, well, why'd you do that, JR? Well, it just happened to be that way. I don't got no additional. It just so happened to be that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of excuses, one of Russell Wilson's former teammates thinks that he's not going to have any next year because Sean Payton is going to be in that guy's ass. Can Russell Wilson deal with his new head coach? Somebody isn't so sure. We'll talk about it on the other side. We'll hear from him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls as well. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I lose all train of thought whenever I hear that. I lose all train of thought. When you're not on, the radio station loses customers. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. You're far too kind. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. I want to tell you about Russell Wilson. And what's up with people named Russell? Nobody named Russell can get respect, can you, right? Russell Westbrook, people crap on that guy. I mean, take some dumbass shots, and I understand it. I get it. Russell Wilson, he seems selfish in his own type of way, from football perspective. Anytime you talk about Russell Wilson, people get mad and go, Russell, he's a great father. Ain't nobody talking about him as a dad. Talking about him in the press conferences and everything extremely contrived, and he had his own room and his own office, and it's like, whoa, office is your locker room, brother. You want to have a meeting, go into the quarterback room. And now Seattle, man, they did him dirty. They already gave away the number 3. They gave away Russell Wilson's number after one season. What a kick to the crotch that is. I know I had to make Russell Wilson feel a little bad. Like, wow, this is how y'all feel about me? Wow. And then it continues on. Well, this isn't so bad, or maybe it is, or maybe it's not. Former teammate K.J. Wright, remember he used to play on the defense? K.J. Wright was on Good Morning Football yesterday. And he said, okay, Russell is with Sean Payton now. Well, when Russell was in Seattle, and we've heard this from some of the other players, but this adds more credence to it, is that Russell Wilson was coddled, that he was protected in Seattle. And yeah, he's a good player, he's a great player, but how is he going to react to being called out? This is what K.J. Wright had to say on Good Morning Football about Russell.
This is going to be a sight to see, because when he was in Seattle for those 10 years, Coach Carroll did a good job of, I'm not going to say protecting Russ, but he really just shielded him in a way like, hey, the defense is going to be the lead dog. You're going to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. And when you do mess up, yeah, I'm going to address it. But for the most part, defense, it's all on you guys. And so Sean Payton to come in, I heard how he runs his meetings. After a loss, if you play bad, Sean Payton will let you know loud and clear how he feels about you. And that's the question. Can Russ handle the critiqueness, the harshness, the, hey, you got to get better, and I'm calling you out in front of this entire football team? And so I know he hasn't had that. I'm sure Nathaniel Hackett wasn't a Sean Payton-type personality.
Nathaniel Hackett didn't even know how to operate a clock. Is he going to tell Russell Wilson nothing? Yeah, last year was garbage. They can't be as bad as they were last year. I think Russell Wilson be okay. I hope he is. It's always something with that dude. Can't catch a break. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Some other guy named JR is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Man, I love listening to your show.
Thank
but
you.
If I'm going to call in, I'm going to stir the pot.
Okay.
Really am.
Depends on what pot it is, but go ahead.
It's your pot.
Well, you ain't stirring my pot. Watch your mouth. That's
your pot.
Be careful. Go ahead.
But anyway, hey, yeah, I'm pulling for the Heat. Jimmy Butler is going to do the C's in.
Okay.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Okay. That's you stirring the pot that you called up to say?
Well, no. I got more to say.
Okay.
to say.
All right.
Several weeks ago, Jared Payton called in on your show.
Yes. Well, no, weeks.
He loves listening to you.
And I love him.
But you didn't give him you didn't give him no opening, man. Jared Payton was on probably the best college football team ever. Ever. He was on the Miami Hurricanes in 2001 with Clinton Portis and Jeremy Shockey and Jonathan Vilma and Ed Reed and Andre Johnson and Willis McGahee and Frank Gore and Vince Wilfork. And I ain't going to even mention Kellen Winslow Jr.
So what did you want me to do? He called, and by the way,
I'm encouraging you to call to get him and interview him when you start talking football. College football, football.
JR.
I'm encouraging you. I'm not telling you what to do.
No, you're damn right. Nobody tells me what to do. But hold on a second.
Yeah.
You understand that him calling me or us having that conversation, which was not a couple of weeks ago, that was a couple of months ago. You understand that he just called? You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do.
What you don't know is that him and I have been in communication, JR, so just relax a little bit, okay?
I love that. I'm glad to hear it. I'm seriously glad to hear it.
Yeah, so just stay tuned. And then we got this, okay?
Okay, you got this. I mean, I'm loving it. Listen,
yeah, like
let
McDonald's.
Me ask you one last question.
Go
one
ahead.
Last you, question, then
go
I'm going to get off the phone.
Please.
Would you be interested?
No.
You said no before I can.
Oh,
even
you heard that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Would you be interested in a story that starts and ends like an August Wilson play, but it's about three fellas with the initials WGN?
You telling me about the television station?
I'm not talking about the television station. WGN in Pittsburgh means something entirely different, okay? And I'm talking about a connection between Major League Baseball, the integration of Major League Baseball, the integration of the NBA, and the changing of the NFL and Hollywood. Don't let me leave out Hollywood.
What?
Okay? Three different individuals, father, son, and grandson. I'm working on the treatment right now.
What are you asking me? You want me to help you produce it? You need money for it?
No, I'm asking you, would you be interested in hearing the story?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, hey, do you know how to find me?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
It's terrible. Hey, well, this is the JR Sport Brief Show. And it's the same. My email is JR Sport Brief. So just email me, okay? At Gmail.
Okay, great.
JR Sport Brief at Gmail. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
That's one S, okay?
Okay. All right. And I used to live in Atlanta. I lived there from 81 to 96.
Great. Well, now you get snow. Congratulations.
I love it. I grew up here.
Yeah. Well, I like snow, too. It doesn't matter to me. Hey, thank you, JR. Appreciate you.
You take care of yourself. I'm looking forward to the interview.
All right. Well, thanks. Stay tuned. Appreciate you.
All right.
Hey, shout outs to him. Hey, Shep, we're gonna do movies now, okay?
Sounds good.
We're gonna do movies. I don't know what it's going to be. You can star in it. You be the star, man. Just do it. You be you. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don't worry. I'm not leaving for Hollywood. I'm going to be back on the other side of this break. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to talk about the Kelce brothers. We're going to get into robotic umpires. Yeah, robo-umps are coming because the real umpires in Major League Baseball, they suck. We got more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Change is a part of life now, isn't it, right? We talked about a lot this evening. We talked about DeAndre Hopkins. He's changing addresses again, released by the Cards. Has to look for a new job. Changing places. KJ Wright talked about Russell Wilson and his new head coach. Changes in authority. Well, the NFL is also instituting an additional change. And this was something that was recently voted on by the NFL owners. A new rule. It would allow games to be flexed into primetime on Thursday night between weeks 13 and 17. Teams would have 28 days notice of their game being flexed. And so what does this mean? We get to the end of the season, weeks 13 through 17. And we know we've had some Thursday night duds. Instead of watching two garbage teams, well, this year, let's say, instead of watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the, sorry, maybe they won't be bad soon, the Texans, we might get a good game. Why they would schedule that Thursday in the first place, I don't know. But let's say Aaron Rodgers is out for the year. I'm sorry, I'm bringing up terrible scenarios. And they want to move that game. They take a great Sunday game, and then they'd move it. Now, if you bought tickets, sorry, you're screwed. The NFL doesn't care how many tickets you bought. The NFL doesn't care that you set up a trip to Vegas to watch your team. They're going to move the game to Thursday. Because the NFL, and Roger Goodell said this, they do not care who bought tickets. Because the larger audience is going to be the people at home. John Mara, part owner of the New York Giants, said, well, if we're flexing games, that sucks. People are taking a look at the schedule. They're building out who they want to go see, and they just might travel to see a squad. And then all of a sudden, you move the game from a Sunday to a Thursday? It's like buyer beware if you're a fan of the NFL. You spend money to go see a game in week 13, 14 on a Sunday, let's say at a 4 p.m. And the next thing you know, that game is no longer Sunday. It's on Thursday. Well, maybe you got to work on Thursday. Maybe you're no longer in town. Oh, too bad. Somebody else will buy the tickets. You're just out of luck. It's hard being a fan of sports, right? Sometimes. They don't care about the fans. The future Vegas A's, that sounds stupid. Is that what you think that's what they'll call them, Shep, right? Still the Vegas Athletics? What?
Yeah, it doesn't sound on the up and up.
They're going to, if they change the name, that would be even more of a, it doesn't matter. It's going to be terrible anyway, but the Vegas, maybe they, no, we already got the Aces. You see, it would have made sense if they were called the Aces, but the Aces are the WNBA team.
And they did pretty well last season.
Yeah, they won a championship. And then they got drunk afterwards. Good for them. Yeah, I mean, they play in Vegas. Yeah, I don't know. If you're in Oakland, hey, by the way, if you're in Oakland right now, call me up or anywhere in the Bay, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Would you be offended if the Athletics went to Vegas and kept the name? Or do you believe that they should just change it? Maybe they won't call them the Vegas A's, because that sounds dumb. And A's sounds too close to Aces. Maybe they just call them the Vegas Athletics. Let me know. If you're an A's fan, call me. I know you're not watching a game, so just call me. 855-212-4CBS. Anyway, Bailey is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bailey?
Hey, what's up, JR? I appreciate you having me on. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I wanted to call real quick just to say that, you know, Desmond Ridder and the Atlanta Falcons, they're set up in the best position possible to win that NFC South division. And I know it may be wishful thinking, but I really feel good about the Falcons going into this season.
I would think you have good reason, better than more recent ones. The teams surrounding them have collapsed. I mean, who's going to be their biggest competition? What, the Saints and Carr?
Yeah, man. I mean, absolutely. And, I mean, you look at Drake London and Kyle Pitts coming back healthy. We had Tyler Algier last year and drafting Bijan Robinson. And plus all the defensive, you know, additions we've made this offseason. And I think we match up very well with all opponents in our division. I just wanted to see if you agree or what your thoughts were on that.
Oh, no, I agree. And I'm glad you brought up some of the defense, because that's certainly been a hole. I'm still trying to find somebody who can consistently get approximately 10 sacks for the Falcons every year, and that seems almost impossible for anybody to get their hands on. Maybe Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, two old dudes, can help do some work. No, but this is partially a result of it's a weak division. Okay, Tom Brady is gone. The Bucks are going to throw out who? Baker Mayfield? How exciting is that going to be? You got Carolina with a rookie quarterback in Bryce, and then you have the Saints who are seemingly, I think they're running in place with Derek Carr. So, no, the Falcons, they do have an opportunity. They should do a little bit better than the 7 wins they picked up this past season. And I wouldn't be shocked if they're competing for the playoffs a little bit more legitimately. Let's see what the QB can do. I'm not all that high on him, to be honest. Is he going to be good? Is he going to be bad? I think anyone who tells you or has a strong opinion is full of crap, because nobody's seen him play enough.
Right, and I agree with that. I mean, the good thing is you get Taylor Heineke this offseason, and so you've got a little bit of a safety blanket there because, I mean, all he had was McLaurin.
And he's the other fact is, though, he's good. Like, he's average. He's going to play hard. He's not going to, like, throw you out of a game. But we know he's not in the upper echelon. Can he go out there and win you some games? He's a grinder. He's a grinder type QB. He's someone to be respected, and I think the Falcons will be okay. If their quarterbacks play more than okay, then good on them. They have even a better shot. Am I expecting them to go out there and go to the playoffs and be world beaters? No, but it'd be a hell of a pleasant surprise. I just don't see it, but they should improve, most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, okay. JR, thank you for taking the call. A couple last things before I go. Jimmy G buckets tomorrow with the Heat. The G stands for gets, because he gets buckets. And Jaylen Brown's going to the Hawks, and the Braves are going to win the World Series this year. So let's see it, man. I appreciate you again.
All right. Thank you, Bailey, for calling from Georgia. I'm not going to say anything about Jaylen Brown, because I've heard the same thing from quite a few people close to some things, but we got to wait to see. Dalton is calling from Kentucky. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dalton?
Hey, JR. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to agree with you on what you said about how the NFL is being able to flex games in. And no, it's not fair, and you're right. It's all about money. But, I mean, look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're being forced to play two games in London, which London's already tried to create like a whole.
I would not use the word forced. Their owner, Shad Khan, pretty much since he got his hands on the team approximately, I want to say a decade ago, he's been an advocate for going over there, especially before the team has gotten back into a respectable place, because A, it's good marketing. Why not take the money? Why not build up a fan base? Why not be London's team per se? And then, hey, if you're having trouble filling up your own stadium, what's the big deal?
I mean, I'm from a small town in Georgia called Brunswick. It's about
Brunswick,
an hour north
of
Jacksonville.
You went swampland. I know Brunswick, yeah.
Yeah. So I went, growing up, Jacksonville was the only team I ever got to see, you know. Yeah. So I would go there, get cheap tickets to see Tom Brady, to see Peyton Manning. Jacksonville is a city that wants an NFL team. They want the program.
Yeah, I know.
And I say forced because, yes, Khan, the owner, may be advocating for overseas and all that, but that doesn't mean the fan base is, the players team.
Well, then having
to go over there, long flight, they're having to be away from their family. And I get it, like one game out of the year.
I'm trying to speed you up before you get cut off. We got to go to commercial in a second.
I got you.
I'm not disputing what you're saying, but this is the name of the game. And who's that? I called Brunswick Swamp Town. Who's that laughing in the background?
Oh, that's just my buddy. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. So he's a city boy. Hometown gets crapped on, he's all about it because he's from the city.
I didn't call it crapped on, but it's out by the water in the swamp. That's it.
We're not really swampland. We're right on the ocean. But shout out to my boy Darius Slay. We went to school together. Tracy Walker, starting safety for the Lions.
All right.
We went to school together.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dalton.
A lot of talent down there.
Y'all have fun Memorial Day weekend. Where y'all going? Y'all going to have a beer or something?
Yeah, probably take it easy.
Okay. Be safe over the weekend, okay?
All right. You as well, man.
Thank you, Dalton. Appreciate you. Where he's from is a swamp. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the NFL, we're going to hear from those Kelce brothers and more of your calls. Don't move.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you. Fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.